мене в хату, говорити з татом. Обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любитися. Про весілля говорили, гостей запросили, та не знав тоді ніхто, що не піду за нього.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата.
Ясно-ясно заглядаю в хату, та заснути я не зможу, навіть задрімати. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий, а я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата.
Ти прийшов до мене в хату говорити з татом, обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любитися. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий, а я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами і до тата.
From Ukraine, that was Mariana Ilkiu from her CD Sonce is Leva, which means sunshine and cloudbursts, and that was Svitania. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a wonderful program lined up for you. We have Natalia Buchok with another recipe and anecdotes from the cookbook that we discovered from back in 1929. As well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage with Renata Hananets, and she'll be talking to us about a very prominent figure in Ukrainian Jewry, as well as a link to an ongoing event that is still happening in Ukraine. As well, we'll have Myron Krook from the Vegreville Pisanka Festival Society, and he'll be telling us all about the upcoming Vegreville Pisanka Festival. Stefan will be joining us with a Rushnichok story, as well Irena Bell from the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa. And actually, she'll be joining us twice with a couple of her Chisnalevia features. One of them is in tribute of a great Canadian and community member that we recently lost, as well as a nod to Ukraine's Constitution Day, which just was yesterday. So all of that, plus our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And I've been getting some requests from listeners to play more old stuff. So we're going to be doing that today and in the very near future, digging deep into the archives and finding some of that good old timeless Ukrainian music. Up next is Veseli Muzika, which means happy musicians. They're from Ukraine. And this is from a CD of 200 MP3s that I picked up in Ukraine 2 summers ago when I was there. And here they are now, Veseli Muzike, the Happy Musicians, with a traditional Ukrainian folk song that translates very loosely as At My Place Early in the Morning, Koleb Mene Zranku.
Зранку горілочки склянку і до того люльку дівчину маргульку
горілочку пив би дідюнець курив би
дівчину ганульку до себе тулив би
горілочку пив би дідюнець курив би
дівчину ганульку до себе тулив би.
Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. 5 fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
The second annual Babas and Borsh Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food, and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar. special internment camp into Rashevchenko tributes, and much more at the Babas and Borish Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy Zababa tickets, go to babasandborish.ca.
We want you there! You're coming, right?
Дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає.
Ой, дідусю, дідусю, у тебе сива борода.
Чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода? Чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода? Ой, бабусю, бабусю, сизая голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка. Тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються.
Ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються. Ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються.
Ой, дідусю, дідусю, я ж тебе любила.
А ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла? Ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла? Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька. Ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку. Ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
From Ukraine as well, that was a group called Susidea, which means neighbors, and that is from their CD Hopstop Kanade, and the song was Oy Nahori Yarmarok, the Bazaar on the Hill. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today's culinary delights will cover flavored butters, also known as compound butter. Easy to make and endlessly versatile, popular even in Olga's day. Sardine butter. Take 800 grams of sardines, skinned and deboned, and grind using a food mill or some other similar process. Add 2 spoons of softened butter and cream together until well mixed. Add 3 egg yolks, 3 spoons of oil, a spoon of finely chopped capers, and the juice of 1 lemon, and mix well. For a modern twist, try using avocado oil, or for that I'm so healthy I should be living in a tree feeling, flaxseed oil. Put the butter in a cool place to harden. Spread on buns or canapés to have with tea. I've noticed that many of Olha's recipes for canapés or appetizers call for the use of sardines. Now these days, you won't find sardines invited to your high-class spreads. They are rarely, if ever, featured on a Food Network show. They're not on your list of must-haves for a cocktail party or as a fancy appetizer. Poor sardines. And why? Because they're smelly. But then, so is caviar. So I decided to try to raise the profile of the lowly sardine, and luckily sardines have a lot to recommend them. They're rich in nutrients and are commonly sold canned, but fresh sardines are often grilled or smoked or even pickled. Sardines have the virtue of being an easily portable, non-perishable, self-contained food. They are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce the occurrence of cardiovascular disease. And recent studies suggest that regular consumption of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's disease. Sardines are also a good source of vitamin D, calcium, B12, and protein. And because sardines are low on the food chain, they are very low in contaminants such as mercury relative to other fish commonly eaten by humans. So, next time you want to turn your nose up at a sardine, think again. And now, for something to do with all those leftover crab shells, especially for anyone living in Maryland, Olha's recipe for crab butter. Save the shells of 10 to 20 cooked crabs. With the flesh removed, grind the shells in a mortar, slowly adding butter to the ground mixture. Take this mixture of ground crab shells and butter and melt it in a frying pan. Once melted, draw the butter through a sieve into a bowl of cold water. When the butter has hardened, remove it from the water, and voila, now you have crab-flavored butter. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, asking you, will it be sardines or caviar at your next Christmas party?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Up next, Yelena Bell from the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa with Chisnalovia, Did You Know? And this goes back to 2010 and a feature she did on the late Olga Kotelko.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chisnalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know who the oldest long jump competitor in the world is? That's 91-year-old Ukrainian-Canadian Olga Kotelko, who carried the Olympic torch in the relay in Vancouver. Olga Kotelko has been running, jumping, and throwing since the age of 77, and breaking Canadian and world records in the 80, 85, and 90 age categories. She has competed internationally, and in total, Olga Kotelko has 5 bronze, 12 silver, and 600 gold medals in her age categories, scored in hammer throw, shot put, javelin, discus, and weight throw, as well as long jump, high jump, triple jump, and 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter. So Olga Kotelko is included in the Canadian Masters Athletics Hall of Fame.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know? With Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com. Vechnaya Pamyat, Memory Eternal. And those of us who knew Olga will never forget her. She was truly an inspiration, and I still find it hard to believe that the next Ukrainian gathering, I won't see her there. She always had a spring in her step, a twinkle in her eye, and a health tip in her later years, which she very generously shared with her contemporaries and younger people as well. She always said she would never stop competing in track and field. She would go till she dropped, and she pretty much did that. She died of a brain hemorrhage. Olga Kotelko left us on Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. Rest in peace, Olga. Vechnaya Pamyat.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Дозвольте нам заграти Рушничок. Степанюк, Олен Андрій, наша пісня, рідний стрім, хлопці із Канади, Рушничок!
I am from Canada. Maybe it's a maple leaf flag sewn onto a backpack. In most places, the words, we're from Canada, mean that decency and goodwill are in your neighborhood. The song Canada's Rushnichok, Ми хлопці із Канади, was meant to be just that kind of an introduction. 1 minute and 50 seconds long, it became a fun-to-play novelty number. We opened our concerts and dances with it. The words say, Rushnechok. It's all about the dance. It's the words. It's the song that we treasure. Listen, you'll hear it all, the happy and the sad, because the dance is in all of us. This signature song wasn't written by anyone in the band. It wasn't even written by a Canadian. This proclamation to Canadian goodwill and love of music came to us as a gift. Roman Borodievich was a Philadelphia area composer, and he surprised us with it. Soon everyone wanted to hear it. It became our dependable show opener, and it captured what we were all about as a band and as Canadians. It was only natural that it also became the opening song on our third album. Our music today is streamed most often in Finland, of all places, followed by the U.S., Spain, Australia, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, Latvia, Poland, and Sweden. After so many years, we are still four friends. We are still the Хлопці із Канади, happy to proclaim that Canada is in your neighborhood.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
ще вірніться. Любка файна. Пам'ятаю дівчонайку, як вона чудувала, голоту, як я вірчий гузниці воду брала. Що би я врена водою, хитаю собою, це ти дуже так самяний, як я за тобою. Що віяли на водою, на власні левші, як до мужу, котру люблю, не було жінився. Ой, люблю я дівчинку,
from Edmonton. That was the Playboy Band from their CD Wedding Album. And a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a Kolomeika, that they have named Kolomeika in C minor. Up next, Mickey and Bunny from Winnipeg, and a traditional American folk song that they managed to Ukrainianize back in the 1960s. It is called Horilka. Homebrew.
Називають горілку homebrew, але мало я те, що не п'ю. Ти кльониш поряд, і горілка на цій де, і потягни на вас ще раз на зуб. Він сусіда Михай став великий богач, по десятці він гальони продавав. Але славили ту час, заплатив дві стара, і ще 500 тоді би хай пропав. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and then that it is an art view. I will shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Shut up my mug, you fill up my jug, it's a good old Mountain Dew.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know, Chiznali Vi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that a Cossack constitution written in 1710 is regarded as the first in the world to establish a democratic standard for the separation of government powers into legislative, executive, and judicial branches? That Ukrainian constitution of 1710, called the Orlik constitution, after Pilip Orlik, diplomat, hetman in exile, and protector of Ukraine. This constitution, the first document in the world to establish the separation of powers in government, also limited executive authority and established a Cossack parliament called the General Council that was democratically elected every 3 years. The Cossack's Orlik constitution predated the American constitution by over 65 years, as well as those of France and Poland.
Although it was not implemented because of political circumstances, it attested to the progressive intentions of the Cossack elite and to the long-standing traditions of democracy in Ukraine. Its democratic spirit, 300 years ago, makes it one of the most interesting documents of political thought. The Ukrainian version of the constitution was kept at the headquarters of the Zaporozhian Cossacks on the Dnipro River until 1775, when it was seized, along with other documents, by the Russian troops who destroyed the headquarters in that year. A young Kiev historian discovered the only known 18th century Ukrainian language version of Hetman Pilip Orlik's constitution at the Central Russian Archive of Older Documents in Moscow. The 300th anniversary of the Orlik Constitution was celebrated at a reception in the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa on May 11, 2010, where His Excellency Ihor Ostash, Ambassador of Ukraine, presented the Library of Parliament with a specially printed copy of the Ukrainian Constitution of Pilip Orlik. The celebration was attended by parliamentarians, members of the diplomatic corps, and representatives from the Ukrainian community. Mark Varava, the chair of the Canada-Ukraine Parliamentary Friendship Group, co-hosted the event. And you can see some footage from the event on YouTube.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Бел of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Знай, по всій країні у дворах лунає пісенька одна.
Ти знай,
її співає цілий світ, тобі присвячена вона. Тепер ти знаєш, хто ти є, і ним ти все життя було, і навіть діти знають вже, що Вова Путін це лай-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, а Путін лай-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-лай.
Хорошо! Очень хорошо! Нехорошо!
Рождення, Україна!
З днем народження, Україно!
And now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center of Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. If you believe that you can damage, then believe that you can fix. Those are the words of Rabbi Nachman, founder of the Breslau Hasidic movement. In his short life, Rabbi Nachman achieved much acclaim as a teacher and spiritual leader. and is considered a seminal figure in the history of Hasidism. He was born in 1772 in the village Mozhybirsk, Ukraine. His great-grandfather was Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidic Judaism. As a young boy, Nachman was extremely pious, spending much of his time praying and meditating in the nearby forest and diligently studying Kabbalah. In accordance with the custom of his time, he was married at the age of 13, soon after his bar mitzvah. His wife was Sasha, daughter of a rabbi from a nearby village. They had 8 children, of whom 4 daughters survived, with known descendants to today. Rabbi Nachman gained an ardent following, including one of the senior leaders of the Hasidic movement. He openly addressed issues such as addiction and compulsive behaviors and was a strong proponent of experiencing joy in the earthly realm through spirituality. Another of Rabbi Nachman's well-known sayings is, "It is a great mitzvah to be happy." His emphasis on personal development rather than external display of piety may explain the attraction of Breslau Hasidism to notable individuals such as Franz Kafka, Elie Wiesel, and many other artists, musicians, scientists, lawyers, athletes, and scholars. However, Rabbi Nachman's success was not without conflict. Many other Hasidic leaders opposed his teaching and resented his success. Eventually, Nachman moved to Breslau to escape the bitter struggle. There his movement gained momentum and became known as Breslau Hasidism. In October of 1810, at the age of 38, Rabbi Nachman died in Uman. Suffering from tuberculosis, which had claimed the life of Sasha several years earlier, his wish was to be buried in Uman, where some 20,000 Jews perished in the Haidamak Rebellion of 1768. Rabbi Nachman's closest disciple, Reb Nosson, ensured Rabbi Nachman's writings were printed. He also initiated an annual pilgrimage to Uman to the rabbi's gravesite. Until 1917, this pilgrimage drew thousands of Hasidim to Uman from all over Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and even Poland. After the Bolshevik Revolution, communist authorities regularly raided the gathering and arrested and imprisoned worshippers. The oppression ended with the fall of communism in 1989. Today, more than 20,000 Jews from all over the world participate in this annual pilgrimage called the Rosh Hashanah Kibbutz to visit the grave of Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Ты ж будешь
Picardiska Terzia from their second anthology CD and Chervonenka Buryachok, The Little Red Beat. Coming up very soon, July 4th, 5th, and 6th in Vegreville will be the 41st annual Ukrainian Pisanka Festival. And on the line to tell us all about it is the president of the Vegreville Cultural Society, Myron Krook. Myron, welcome. Vitaju.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, this is the 41st annual, and there are, as usual, all kinds of exciting things that are going to be going on. What's happening this year?
Well, first and foremost, I want to tell everybody that our admission, our general admission to the festival is free. Basically, we took a chance a couple of years ago and we got rid of the admission fee, so it doesn't cost anything to go in there except for the grandstands and the nightly zabava. Going on every day, we have two grandstands on Friday and two on Saturday and one on Sunday, and they are basically they're the venues where the more professional and professional dancers that perform on, basically like Volya and Shumka. We have a couple of bands, Tuti Tom and UB Band from here. Yeah, we've got a Ukrainian singer whose his name is Ihor Bogdan. He sings in Ukrainian. He'll be here. We've got the Dnai dancers that'll be dancing. The Veselka dancers from Edmonton will be dancing. So, and there's a choir from Edmonton called Axios. They're a Ukrainian choir who will be singing. So there's quite a bit going on at the grandstands. Also, besides that, we'll have a cultural showcase. That's basically where we have the local performers coming in, like the smaller groups and the people who have done well at the local competitions. Also, there'll be singers, and there'll be singers singing like Ukrainian songs. This year is because it's the 200th anniversary of Taras Shevchenko's birth. That's our theme for this year. So we'll be doing a lot of things along those lines of that, where there'll be a lot of art and a lot of recitation will be happening and a lot of that kind of thing. Because every year we kind of have a theme, and mm-hmm. that's our theme for this year because it is an anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we'll have like cymbalists and violinists and that performing on that venue. And again, that's part of the free admission. Besides that, we'll have there's kids activities. There's a petting zoo that's free to go to. Mm-hmm. There's crafts that kids can go and learn how to write pesenka. There's going to be a little venue there where you can learn how to make the dough doves. You know, like they're like on the, what is the kolachi or the bread, you know,
yeah.
Those, they'll be, you can do that. Naturally, there'll be the Ukrainian food. There'll be lots of pareja and borscht and kubasa and kolachi and everything that'll be there. So there'll be probably four or five different sets of cooks who'll be willing to offer you up their tasty treats. And then there'll also be the night zabavas on Friday night and Saturday night, starting at 9:00. We have UB, Tuti Tom, and Euphoria are going to be playing, and that's one of the big things where if you've never been to a zabava in Vegreville, it's something to experience because people come from a long ways. A lot of the kids who grow up in a Ukrainian family don't really get a chance to be Ukrainian, so it's their chance to come to Vegreville and be a Ukrainian. They dance hard, they party hard, and the best thing about it is whenever the dancers and the band get together and have that feeling and they put on the kolomenka, you've not ever seen a kolomenka when you have 40, 50, 60 professional Ukrainian dancers doing moves on the floor. Like, we clear it, and it's an hour-long kolomenka, and let me tell you, I've seen moves there that I've never seen before. So it's pretty cool that way. So it's very nice. basically, there's also a Pioneer Village where we have, we have bread breaking in the outdoor clay ovens, the peaches. We get them ready and we have bakes every couple times a day, and then that bread is sold. This year there'll be, we've had a lot of people ask for jam and stuff like that to go with their bread because people want to eat it right there. Mm-hmm. So actually we've come through and we've got a local person who commercially prepares jam and sells it. They're going to be offering their products there. Also, we have a stone flour mill, like the old-time stone flour mill, where you can go in there and get some wheat ground up for flour right in front of your eyes. You can even help do it. There's going to be a guy making rope, like the old-fashioned way, where he twists the rope to make some. There's going to be three or four blacksmiths doing blacksmithing with, you know, the coal, right from the coal on the forge.
Really?
So, again, that's something that you don't see every day.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then also we're going to have the Yarmarok, which is where basically all the people sell, or they're coming in and they're selling their products, you know, like all the favorites, you know, they come in and they sell their Ukrainian ceramics and the music and the jewelry and clothing and all that kind of thing, Pesenka, you know, whatever you would want. Another thing that's going to be happening is there's a new event that's called Mehr Razum. That's where we're going to have all these workshops where you can learn to write Pesenka and make the doves. Also, there's going to be this year, there's a competition where people can bring in their pre-written Pesenka, but they've got to be done by yourself. Mm-hmm. There's four different levels, and it's going to be like, you know, like the old fairs where they measure off or compete against her for the biggest vegetable. This is going to be for the best written Pesenka.
Wow.
So that's something new.
Yeah.
Try to encourage people to do this, you know, because it's not something that a lot of people get into, or it's pretty, you know, it's kind of becoming a lost art, I think. There's another, part in there that's called Trace Your Roots. What that is there's some gentlemen that are working in there that have been to Ukraine many times, and they have maps and experience of different parts of Ukraine. And again, like you and I were speaking earlier, you don't know where Baba and Gido came from, or you might know, but you don't know what the area is from. Well, this is your chance to go in there and look it up on a map, and they probably have pictures of the area. And then from there, actually, you get a chance to put a pin on the Ukrainian map and see what other people are come from that area. I know personally, I've done it, and you discover that people that you know, your grandparents came from the same village or very close, and you wouldn't have known other from that. So it's kind of a neat thing. Also, there's a cool folklore center that's coming in, and they're doing some, they're from the University of Alberta, and they're doing some, presentations on the internment operations that happened to the Ukrainian Canadians during the World Wars in videos. And then there's another group called Babylon 13 that's coming in, and they're, gonna be doing some presentations on the recent events in Ukraine and the Maidan. So, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
That's quite the nutshell. That's a big one. Wow, yeah. That sounds like a fabulous time. And you said that gate admission is free?
Great, gate admission is free. The only extras that you would be charged for is to go to the grandstand shows, because that's a separate item, and then also the dances at night, because we have to control, you know, how many people come in and everything. So that's a separate gate admission or separate admission.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're very big, so we fill up every night. So, and basically that happens every night and goes from 9 o'clock till 3 a.m. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Party time for sure.
Yes.
And accommodations, you have camping available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two different areas that you, if you have a camper or like a trailer, you can pull your trailer in, and there's camping right on a site. So a lot of people do that, and they set up with their friends, and then they can party all night and right on the grounds, which is, and the camping is reasonable. It's the same prices as anywhere else in Alberta. And also there's a place that we call Tent City. So if you come in a car and you bring a tent, you can set up a tent in this area amongst all the other tents. There's washrooms out there, there's showers out there or nearby, and you could basically tent out there, and there's some pretty amazing stuff that happens out there too.
I can imagine. For those who prefer more creature comforts, is there accommodated lodging nearby?
Yes, there is. Yeah, in town there's a bunch of hotels and that. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of how full they are. I know they do fill up every year, but I think there still is room at them. There's quite a number of hotels in town.
Mm-hmm. And the dates again are July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And what are the hours?
They start at 9 a.m, the gates open, and they close at, like again, the Zababa closes at 3 a.m, so there's things to do all day.
Mm-hmm. And Vegreville is how far from Edmonton again?
About 100 kilometers just straight east on Highway 16.
Okay. So sounds like a fabulous time, Myron. Thanks so much for answering any questions that anybody ever had about the Pisanka Festival.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a great deal of fun. So anybody that's listening, if you haven't got made plans yet to go, it sounds like a great place to be next weekend. So thanks so much for coming on, Myron. Have a great time, and hope to see you there one day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. And you can find all the information on the Pisanka Festival at their website, which is pisankafestival.com. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver, from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers and the Sweet Fern Waltz, that is from their CD, No More Bread and Butter, one of their over 20 CD releases that they've made over the years. I had the good fortune to hear them perform live at my niece Amy's wedding a few years back in Winnipeg as well. You can usually catch them, at least they used to, the last time I was at the Dauphin Festival, the last several times, and this is going back a few years. They also were there, and I think they still are. So if you're planning to head out there this year, you'll probably get a chance to hear them live and meet up with them and chat and maybe get a CD of your own. The Ukrainian Old Timers. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ліневому все чужий хліб смакує, бо йому свого все бракує. And our proverb of the week translates as, the lazy have a taste for someone else's bread. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us home, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the Ukrainian Wedding Presentation March. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!